Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Parafair today. And today's topic is called the lazy priest. A lazy priest. Wow. This should be interesting. So as we listen to our story today and we're talking about the lazy priest, we'll sit down and talk about how the lazy priest aspect is affecting a lot of us in a lot of different ways. Let's listen to our story. Let's sit back, relax, listen to it, get some concepts down, and we'll join you in a few minutes after the story is done. All right, enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Long time ago, there lived a priest who was extremely lazy and poor at the same time. He did not want to do any hard work but used to dream of being rich one day. He got his food by begging for alms. One morning he got a pot of milk as part of the alms. He was extremely delighted and went home with the pot of milk. He boiled the milk, drank some of it and put the remaining milk in a pot. He added slight curds in the pot for converting the milk to curd. He then lay down to sleep. Soon he started imagining about the pot of curd while he lay asleep. He dreamed that if he could become rich somehow all his miseries would be gone. His thoughts turned to the pot of milk he had set to form curd. He dreamed on, by morning the pot of milk would set, it would be converted to curd. I would churn the curd and make butter from it. I would heat the butter and the make ghee out of it. I will then go to that market and sell that ghee, and make some money. With that money I will buy a hen. The hen will lay many eggs, which will hatch and there will be many chicken. These chicken will in turn lay hundreds of eggs and I will soon have a poultry farm of my own. He kept on imagining. I will sell all the hens of my poultry and buy some cows, and open a milk dairy. All the town people will buy milk from me. I will be very rich and soon I shall buy jewels. The king will buy all the jewels from me. I will be so rich that I will be able to marry an exceptionally beautiful girl from a rich family. Soon I will have a handsome son. If he does any mischief I will be very angry and to teach him a lesson, I will hit him with a big stick. During this dream, he involuntarily picked up the stick next to his bed and thinking that he was beating his son, raised the stick and hit the pot. The pot of milk broke and he awoke from his daydream. Moral: there is no substitute for hard work. Dreams cannot be fulfilled without hard work.
Welcome back from our story. Hopefully you enjoyed the story as much as I did. Listened to it yesterday and I listened to it today. And then somehow or another, I lost the MP3 somewhere. I don't know what happened to it, but I found it today again and again and listened to it. It just kept cracking me up as I listened to this lazy priest. And a lot of times we do, you know, not just him, not just pointing fingers at him, but a lot of times we do as adults or as people, we sometimes fall into that same trap of becoming, you know, lazy in our endeavors, that whatever we're trying to chase after. I think about some of the projects that I have going on with myself. And as I was looking around and wrapping up certain parts of the season as I'm going on right now, some things I need to get done. But what I like about the story is he depended on all the things that he depended on required, you know, everything that he wanted to do, everything that he wanted to work for. It required some effort. It required a lot of effort to, you know, get it together. One thing depended on another thing depended on another thing. But what was really surprising to me is everything required a little work, a little effort, a little time, a little patience. And if you're just sitting around thinking about it's going to happen if I do this and I do that and I do that, but everything required a little bit more and more. But as I look back at that story, I think about how the priest just sat there and waited and waited. And he really didn't want to put the effort out. He was depending on this to happen, that to happen. But he just sat there and thought about all these scenarios. And as I think about how a lot of times they say actions speak louder than words. We could have the best plans that we could ever have. We could tell everybody we're going to do this and this and this. But if we don't put, you know, one foot in front of the other and get out the door or get on your, get on whatever you're doing. Open up your Chromebook, open up, not your, your Chromebook, your PC, your Mac, whatever. Get out the door, work at it every day. Keep at it. Keep thinking, okay, I got that step out the way. I got to do this one next. I got to do that one next. It's not going to happen. I know just recently I was showing my wife something I had to put together for a presentation, in a few weeks it's due. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. I would love to do this. And she like, wow, can't you do that one for me too? I said, oh, okay, all right. I said, well, I can sit here and dream about it, or I can do about it. I can dream about it, do about it, whatever you want to say, how to say it, but I got to get it done. But I realized that doing this project, I have to do step one first, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six, step seven. I have to do a lot of steps to make it happen. Now, I can either put it off and try to crank it out a few days before, or I can do a little bit each day and get it right. And so that's what the plan is. Do every day, do a little bit, and then we can get it right. But if I just sit there and dream about, wow, it would be fantastic to have this program and have this way it goes, but then I never put the action behind the, you know, what I have to get done with this certain situation, it's not going to happen. And that's what happens a lot of times with us. We have to put in the hard work, but we don't know how to just distribute our time and effort all over the place. Because it's you know, hard work is not for everyone. It's not for everyone. And, you know, hard work for some people, and some people make hard work look easy. I notice that some people, they make hard work look so easy because they're used to it. They're not surprised when they have little pitfalls and things happen to them, because they're used to hard work. They're used to getting, you know, bumped in the head and say, okay, it didn't work out this way. Let's try it another way. I know myself in general, I'm working on this. We were outside today. We were playing tennis with my son. And this is the first time he's ever played tennis before. And so first time, got a racket from his aunt. And I've played. I can get the ball back over. I have pretty good form. And I've had a few tennis lessons. Nothing great. I've done it before. I can volley with people. I can get it over. I'm the really basics. And I was just trying to show him the really basic things to do and how to get the racket in a great position and whatnot. But he was just marveled at how, like, wow, this, you make it look really easy, Dad. And I said, no, it just takes a little practice and not getting down on yourself. And I was watching him. He was really getting down on himself. He was getting down on himself about he couldn't get the ball over the net. But I wasn't even worried about that. My thing with him was to always, if he made contact, got it close to the net, was to keep encouraging him. And then as I was encouraging him to do better and better and keep trying, my wife noticed a pattern. Like, I didn't really matter where he hit the ball. As long as he stayed on the court, I just kept encouraging him. Good job. Keep it up. Good job. You know, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Because I didn't want him to think that, you know, to give up and quit. Also, I wanted him to think that after, you know, Dad's not around and he's practicing, he can hear those thoughts. So like, okay, that's good. Okay, that's good. Let me just keep trying. And that's what we want in life. We want someone to encourage you and you know, with the little steps of good job, keep going. Good job, keep going. But a lot of times what happens is we have these negative thoughts that fill our heads. And sometimes, like today when he was playing, he was saying, wow, this is a lot harder than I thought. I said, yeah, it is. But you got to stay after. This is your first time. And there were some other kids on the other court, who I think there was their first or second time. And they're doing okay. But I said, don't worry about what they're doing. Worry about what you need to get done. And then everything will be fine. And eventually he settled down and he's getting it. And the thing is with him and me, it's just getting out every, you know, not every day, but just getting out, exposure and running around. And eventually, you know, it'll get better and better for him. But that's what happens a lot of times. We want to be this great everything, do this and do that, but we don't want to put the hard work in. We really don't want to put the hard work in. And as I look at some of the things this weekend, and not just weekend, but this last week, I had to purchase some new equipment, and it's just to make my life a little bit easier. And I had to purchase a new computer because of the things that I am working on. And I was struggling with this a lot. I was struggling with this purchase of a new computer. I can do my podcast a lot better. I produce another podcast, producing videos, whatnot. But as I got this new computer, I realized I can run all these programs that I couldn't do with this other computer because it was a little bit slower of processing all the time. And I started thinking to myself, I go, what took you so long to figure it out? And I told myself, it didn't take me long to figure it out. I knew I had to get something better, but I wanted to make sure that I was in it, and I didn't want to start just purchasing things and then end up 6 months later, oh, we don't even do the podcast anymore. We don't do this anymore. We don't do that anymore. But we do. So as I got the new computer and as I started processing things and started making things bigger and better for myself, I just asked myself, all right, there's no excuses. You have no excuses of producing anything. You know, there's no excuse of saying, well, the computer's too slow, this and this. I can't do that. I can't run these programs. It's just waiting for you. It's waiting for you to produce content there. In a couple of weeks, you have people who want their content. You want people to, you know, have respect for you and have this and have that. And you want to do all this. You got to put the work in. You can't be that lazy priest sitting around waiting for everything to happen, wondering if I do this and do that, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that, I'm going to do this. And you can't even turn on the computer and get motivated yourself. And that's what happens a lot of times. And I noticed, even with this computer I was looking at this, like I said, I was looking at certain things. I'm going to get a snag. I'm going to get a part where something doesn't work so great. And that's that roadblock. That's that roadblock that we all have that we have to do a little bit better. We have to do a little bit better and just fight through it. And not just fight through it, but just be smart about it. Just be smart about how to get through that roadblock. Because a lot of times as we go through these roadblocks, we want to they call it manhandle it. Talking about just knock it down and just really, really not use our brains of how to get through the problem. And that's what hurts a lot of people in life. We want to do it one way and only one way, but we got to realize there's more than one way to get it done. There's more than one way to get it done. And we have to work, you know, not extremely, but just do it maybe a different way. Maybe there's two or three different ways to get it done. And that's what it's all about is, you know what you have to do, do what you have to do and just keep working at it. And if it takes you a little bit longer to do it, it's okay. But stay on the path. I see a lot of people lately that, you know, they want to do all these great things. They want to do all these great things, but they don't want to put the hard work in. They don't want to put the sacrifice in. They just want to sit there and blame everybody for this and blame everybody for that. But when it's time to put in some work, it's time to get things done. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to put the hard work in. And as I watch myself and I tell myself, and I not just, you know, the thing is about this podcast, I'm out there telling everybody, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. I got to make sure that I'm following my actions. You know, I just can't just say it. I got to do it too. Because I always see people who are preaching this and telling that. But then in reality, they're not doing any of this stuff. Once the camera or the recorder is done, they're put away. They're just sitting back and say, I hope I fooled them again. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. So as we go and as we look at their story, I really enjoyed this story. Hopefully you're not in a situation where you're dependent on one thing, like a domino effect, depending on one thing to another thing to another thing. But if you do all that stuff, if you know that's your end goal, you got to go through 10 different steps to get to your goal. It's okay. Sit back, do it. It's not the end of the world. But if that's the thing is, it's your passion. Is it your passion? As you continue to really monitor yourself, you have to ask yourself, is it your passion? Are you willing to put in the extra hours to get everything done? I don't know. I don't know what's in you. I don't know what you can do. I don't know when you're going to do this. But if it's something that you want to do, you're going to do it. If you want to sit on the couch and dream about getting that next house, getting in a relationship and getting this and getting that, what are you going to do once you get it? Because a lot of times we're going to get that opportunity. But now we got to put the work in. Now it's time to put the work in. I know in a few hours I have an appointment to go to. And it's at the end of the day. I've had a great day with the family, hung out with them, did some things with them. Now I got to go do some extra work. Wow. That's different. Now, love, you know, it's nighttime now. I want to sit in the house and be comfortable. It's cold outside. Yeah. Put a jacket on. Let's go. We ain't got time for no excuses around here. But that's what happens a lot of times in our life. We get comfortable. We're like, you know what? That's not for us. Let somebody else do all that hard lifting. And I don't want to do that hard lifting. I paid my dues. Yeah. Well, you'll stay where you are. And that's what happens a lot of times is we'll stay where we are. We won't get any better. We'll just stay where we are because we don't want to do the extra little things to get there. And remember, don't ever, you know, complain about a situation if you really didn't, you know, get what you want in life. If you didn't put the time and effort in, and you didn't put the time in the sweat to get things done. It's out there, but you're going to have to work for it. And last, before we get out of here, and I want to thank all the listeners for following the show from the beginning to how it's growing now, and how, you know, on our Instagram, we have all these followers and it's getting bigger and better. I want to thank them. And you know, I'm working. I'm trying to put more content out there for you. I'm trying to get more things to help you. I love the feedback that we're getting on the show. And thank you for encouraging me. But, you know, the bottom line is, as much as you encourage me, I enjoy it. I got to encourage myself, too. I got to kick myself in the rear every now and then to get myself going. And that's what it takes. Sometimes it's going to be you guys out there who encourage me to do better. And then sometimes I got to kick myself in. And that's what life's about. Okay. So hopefully you enjoyed our story. Hopefully you enjoyed our talk today. And we will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
This week's episode has come to an end. But the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.